Two federal judges ruled Friday the Trump administration has to keep funding the food stamp program during the ongoing government shutdown. Protesters gathered in West Philadelphia Saturday, calling attention to a lapse in SNAP funding and its impacts. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Across the city, nonprofits, businesses, schools, and community groups are stepping up to provide food after funding for the program was set to expire on November 1st. Joel Northam is a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which organized Saturday's rally. He says mutual aid in the face of the lapse in SNAP benefits isn't enough.
It's great that, you know, people, regular working class people, are trying to step into the breach and offset some of the effects of this looming hunger crisis that we're about to experience. But one, it's wholly insufficient to really match the real need that people have. And also, we shouldn't have to do this. We should have a government that actually cares about people. We don't.
On Saturday, Mayor Sherelle Parker allocated $14 million to a One Philly SNAP support plan. Emily Neal, WHYY News.